For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Our guest on last week's Cultural Baggage program was Ethan Nadelman, the executive director of the Drug Policy Alliance. Here responding to a question I had about Andrea Barthwell, the former deputy drug czar.
And Andrea Barthwell, it's fair to say, has probably distinguished herself as one of the most dishonest and disingenuous people ever to serve in the Federal Drug Czar's office, which is saying a lot. So I was really looking forward to the debate and was very disappointed when literally minutes before the debate was to start, Andrea Barthwell pulled out. You know, I didn't see her there. Her lawyer was there and saying that he had recommended she pull out. They gave various excuses, like the fact that DPA or MPP, you know, had a table to hand out materials, but obviously they could have done the same thing as well. So the debate was left with Rob and I debating this fellow David Murray.
And for a moment, I want to talk about Andrea Barthwell. She's now, as you say, working for GW Pharmaceuticals, promoting a liquid cannabis product, if you will. And yet she says that the natural form of the cannabis is still quite dangerous, so to speak. Your thoughts on that?
Well, it's ludicrous. I mean, the claim itself is ludicrous. And I think you have to take it on two levels. I mean, one is that my feeling had always been that what GW Pharmaceutical and others are doing in trying to produce pharmaceuticalized versions of marijuana is a good thing, that we know that cannabis is an effective medicine. We know that it needs to be made available in multiple forms, that for some people the fact that it needs to be smoked or that it's illegal is a problem and an obstacle to their using it. So that what GW Pharmaceutical is doing and what's been approved in Canada and I believe a few other places was a positive development. I have to say, however, that I was, you know, disturbed to see them hire Andrea Barthwell. You know, it's one thing for a company like GW Pharmaceutical, you know, to hire people who are well-connected, good lobbyists, good, but to hire somebody like Andrea Barthwell, who was so over-the-top dishonest in her claims about medical marijuana, I mean, about needle exchange, about a whole host of issues, was a bit beyond the pale, and I think, you know, made GW's efforts a bit more suspect. Maybe they thought they were being savvy and sophisticated by hiring a former top-level drug warrior. I don't know that it's played out that way for them.
You know the truth about marijuana. Don't you think it's time that you stood for that truth? Please contact the Drug Policy Alliance at drugpolicy.org or visit the website of the Marijuana Policy Project, and that's at mpp.org. We need you to help swing this cat. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.